Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Hi, I'm Will Silva, and these are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. Well, the final three undefeated teams all took the field yesterday, with Pittsburgh traveling to Tennessee as those squads with identical 5-0 records squared off. But maybe, just maybe, the front runner for Game of the Year took place in the desert last night. Kicker Zane Gonzalez made a 48-yard field goal with 20 seconds to go in overtime to give the Arizona Cardinals a 37-34 win over the now 5-1 Seahawks. Kyler Murray had 360 yards passing and three touchdowns plus a rushing TD. The second-year sensation believes the victory can lead to something big for this franchise.
I think it's huge, you know, for us to do that. Sunday Night Football against one of the best teams in the league. Somebody that's in our division is huge. Wanting to be the best, you got to beat the best, and that's just the nature of this game. In any sport, you got to beat the best. So, I think it was a big step for us.
Russell Wilson threw for nearly 400 yards in the air and three TDs in a losing cause. The Steelers, meanwhile, were up by 20 points over the Titans in the third quarter. It looked like it was over. It was done. Then held on to dear life to win 27-24 after Tennessee missed what would have been a game-tying field goal late in the fourth quarter. Big Ben Roethlisberger threw two TDs plus was picked off three times. Titans wideout A.J. Brown had 153 receiving yards and a touch. So that leaves Pittsburgh as the league's last undefeated team. Next week, the 6-0 Steelers take on Lamar Jackson and the 5-1 Ravens in Baltimore. Staying in the AFC North, Baker Mayfield had a career-high five passing touchdowns, including this game winner at Cincinnati.
Kareem Hunt in the backfield. Two receivers left, one right. Mayfield back to pass. Looks, going towards the end zone, and it's caught by Donovan Peoples-Jones. Touchdown! He got it! He got it! The rookie from Michigan got it with 11 seconds left to go!
A back shoulder throw. Unbelievable catch. Unbelievable throw.
Nursing sore ribs, Mayfield started 0-for-5, including an interception on his first attempt of the game, but he rebounded to throw for nearly 300 yards. Baker was confident heading into the team's final drive.
Case and I were talking. We said they left us too much time. And when we got out on the field, everybody was talking about we had to get to the 30, around the 30 for a field goal. And I said, told the guys, screw that. We're going to go win it. You know, there's no need to settle for that. Let's just go do our job. And those guys made unbelievable plays. Obviously, Higgy on the ball, contested catch, going up and high pointing that ball. And then Donovan, you know, go up to the line of scrimmage and have a vertical scheme called. And number 23 got me earlier in the game, and I had to get him back.
In an NFC East matchup, Washington beat the Cowboys 25-3. Boy, it was a rough day for Dallas QB Andy Dalton, who was knocked out of the game in the third quarter on a shoulder-to-head hit from John Bostic, who was eventually ejected. Dalton threw for 75 yards before being injured and walking off under his own power to undergo a concussion evaluation. Be sure to get the very latest on his injury at NFL.com. Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy agreeing with the officials, ejecting Bostic from the game.
There's definitely, a hit that cause a disqualification. But yeah, well, I mean, we speak all the time about playing for one another, you know, protecting one another. Definitely it was probably not the response that you would expect.
Tom Brady threw four touchdown passes, leading the Buccaneers to a 45-20 victory over the Raiders. And by the way, if you haven't heard, Tampa Bay is signing wide receiver Antonio Brown to a one-year deal, adding to an already impressive wideout core. Head coach Bruce Arians discussing the acquisition after the game.
It's an insurance policy. When we don't have Mike and we don't have Chris, why not have another Pro Bowl player, caliber player, that's available that fits our cap and fits everything else? So why not? We have good players. You can't have enough of them. You know, when in Chicago, we got one of our top guys out there on one leg. Why not have another one?
Derek Carr had two passing TDs, but also threw a pick for Vegas. For a complete recap of every game from Week 7, make sure to head over to NFL.com. Well, the Week 7 action concludes tonight as a pair of Super Bowl starting QBs square off. Nick Foles leading his Chicago Bears into Los Angeles to take on Jared Goff and the Rams. For a full recap of all the Sunday games delivered with a touch of mirth, if you will, please download the Around the NFL podcast to hear from our heroes. Those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.